you got to be happy for this young lady. It was kind of, like I said to her, it's kind of a no-brainer. Her going on to swim someplace, some college wanted her, and UNO is a choice.
Absolutely. You know, she's been looking at UNO, and I think that's where she wanted. You know, she's got the speed and the technique to go lots of different places, I think. But UNO is where she wanted to go, so it worked out perfect for her.
And she has been in the swim program ever since, probably just a little itty-bitty kid, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, we've got her little sister swimming, and I think she's 7, so that's about when Leah started. She's been swimming since she could walk, I suppose, and just has continued to develop and love swimming and wants to go on to the next level and continue swimming, and I think she's going to be very successful.
She has her eyes, of course, on qualifying for the state meet, but she's got those eyes on the record board as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, you know, she's up there a couple times already, and I know she wants to get a couple more records up there, and we're going to help her do that if we can.
Pretty good school. I mean, Whitney Corrigan back in the day went to UNO, had some success, and this school should be pretty good for her as well.
Yeah, I think they'll develop her talents, and you know, she'll be swimming against the best. It's D1, so she'll get all the competition she ever wanted and really see how far she can go with swimming.
Pretty close to, going back to the record board, pretty close to some other records, isn't she?
Yeah, she's going to swim the 200 IM today, and I think she'll get that record. She's just a hair off on the 50 for that record, and she's got the 200, she's got the back, she's got one of the relays, so they've got an outside chance of getting one of the other relays, so she'll be up there for a while.